This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Are you or your loved ones in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. The doctors at the Yardley Institute have had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to the Northwest for the treatments of the doctors at the Yardley Institute. So listen and learn about the unique natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health and Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
It's Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Lee, we're going to call this segment, Where is the Problem Really At? Because I know this is, you love talking about this, and I'm fascinated by it. So where is the problem really at?
Well, that's a good question. Let's say a patient comes in and they've got this needle-like pain at the base of their big toe. They're limping. It hurts like hell.
Yeah.
And you would think it's a toe problem, right? Go down,
sure.
Chop the toe off, or put shot in the toe, or jump on it, or do something with the toe. But, you know, they might go to another doctor, another kind of doctor, and they may get blood work done, and it may show that the uric acids are elevated. And the truth of it is, what we're dealing with will be given a name. It'll be called gout.
Right.
And so you have to address the uric acid levels if you're going to solve that question. So oftentimes we tend to believe that where we're feeling the pain is where the problem is at. And often with the body, it's so complex that that's not necessarily the case, that things can be coming from other places. Let me give you an example.
Sure.
When I first, you know, I'd been practicing for about 9 years and I developed a really bad vertigo problem. And no one was able to solve it. I had five doctors working for me, and no one was able to solve it.
Right.
So I traveled into Canada to see this gentleman. His name is Dr. Birdie.
Right.
And he adjusted me, and the vertigo problem cleared up in a couple of weeks. And I'd been flat on my back for 7 weeks.
Wow.
But what was interesting was I had dealt with for years a sciatica problem. And I had doctors working for me. They could take care of me. They could adjust me. Mm-hmm. And as long as I got adjusted once a week, once every 2 weeks, no sciatica problem. But go 5-6 weeks without an adjustment, that sciatica was back staring me right in the face.
Mm.
So although I had gone up to get my vertigo problem taken care of, I did not see hide nor hair of that sciatica problem for the next 10 years.
Seriously?
Yes.
10 years?
And I had been working in the low back where the pain was,
right,
and he worked at the other end.
Yeah, so to speak. Yes.
There was something else that happened with that, too. About a year and a half, 2 years before that, I had developed two warts on my forefinger and my left hand. And I knew that I could go in and get them burnt off, but I also knew that that was treating an effect, not a cause. I understood that in most of our bloodstream, there's a virus running around called Verrucaille.
Okay.
And that when certain parts of the body, the immune system starts dropping, then it can manifest itself. So what I noticed a month after I had him correct me was that these two warts were gone.
Wow.
And so I thought, ha-ha, I know where they were coming from. You know, about a year and a half, 2 years later, I failed to go up and get myself adjusted when I was out. And lo and behold, a wart appeared back on that finger.
Wow.
And once I got adjusted, it went away again. So the question that comes up as a clinician and for us as patients is, you know, where is the problem really coming from? Where is it at? I had a gentleman I'd been taking care of for a number of years, and he knew about the work I did because he worked with me in telling the story. And he was a great patient. And then one day, I come in, and he's in a lot of pain, and he's had an MRI done. Frank?
You're talking about me.
That's it. It was Frank.
That's right. I had my back had gone out, and it had started with a little twinge in the small of my back on the right side, and I'd gone to an urgent care and got a sports doctor. It had gotten worse, and she said, oh, I know exactly what this is. And she took and gave me the steroid shot right in the muscle area where I was feeling the pain. And that helped for about 5 days.
Yeah.
And then down below in my upper leg in the front, I got the worst sciatica. It was like one thing got better and the other one got worse.
Mm.
And that's when I went to see you post having gone to get the MRI.
Mm-hmm.
you told me there were two directions we could go, right?
Right.
One was the medical.
Correct. Approach. Which you were already on that journey.
Yeah. Epidural, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The other way was restore the brain and body connection.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we chose to go. And I am so grateful we did.
Mm-hmm. If you take a look, we spend a lot of time sitting. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're driving cars, working on computers, watching TV. And do you really think the body was designed to be in that position? Designed to be hunters, gatherers, be out there and doing stuff. And is that about to change for any of us? It's not. We're going to keep sitting on our cars and driving, me included.
Yeah.
And so there's an effect on that. As we get older, and I would say over 50, degeneration occurs in that low back. Mm-hmm. And it sets us up for problems. We find that oftentimes there's one leg shorter than the other, one hip higher than the other. The bones are crooked, the discs are bulging, and it's an unhappy mess. And so we find that by correcting the brain-body connection, it evens out the legs, evens out the hips, the discs begin to start changing, and it solves the problem. That's what happened with my sciatica, and I believe that's what happened in your case as well.
Boy, did it ever.
Yeah, you know, when that pain hits, it affects your life and just about everything you can do.
If you are in pain, like I was, like Lee was, you got to contact the doctors at the Yardley Hall Institute because they can help you get healthy. Don't put it off. Find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Hall Institute. In fact, if you call right now during the show, we're going to offer you a very special deal. Now, this is usually a $148 value, but it's just $38. You're going to prepay with your credit card. You got to call now. You'll get all the tests done with the doctors to determine if you're a candidate for care. Of course, they won't accept you unless you are. And if they can help you, it's normally a $148 value, but now just $38. But you must call right now during the show, 866-704-1047. Again, the number to call to get the value is 866-704-1047. By the way, you can book an appointment at the Yardley Hall Institute at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to the podcast of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally. You can download and subscribe to all the podcasts with over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and all the doctors at the Yardley Institute. You know, over the years, I've shared with you many, many success stories. A woman who couldn't use her hands to garden. They wouldn't close properly. When Dr. Lee Yardley restored the brain-body connection using the gentle, non-invasive treatment that all the doctors at the Yardley Institute are trained to employ, she could do that again. I've shared with you people who were facing surgery only to find out that, nope, they didn't need it. Restoring the brain-body connection, which they do at the Yardley Institute, that solved it. But you know something I failed at? Is communicating to you the opportunity to not face these things. Find out about preventative care at the Yardley Institute so you do not end up in these positions. Call the Yardley Institute and talk about a preventative care program for you and your loved ones. The Yardley Institute's at 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
I've met probably hundreds of patients of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. in the Welcome Area at the Yardley Institute, and I've interviewed 50 of them at least. And there's some common themes. One of the themes is a lot of people wait to the last moment or they wait till the pain's very pronounced. I would tell anybody, please don't do that. To get in and see Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. And in chatting with patients, there's another common theme, which is when the body's ability to heal itself is restored, it can heal a lot of things, even above and beyond why you initially go in. Like I went in for joint pain, and so many of the things just became so much better. These are the themes that we encounter. It's Todd Herman with fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. at the Yardley Institute. Kathy joins us on the radio show. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I've had this experience many times with people and myself. I went to see Dr. Yardley because of joint pain and found a whole lot of incredible ancillary benefits, like sleeping better. My sinuses cleared up due to fixing the brain-body connection. Why did you initially go in, and how'd that work? And what else worked out for you at the Yardley Institute?
Well, I went in initially because I'd been in an accident and my left leg was getting numb and tingly and getting worse and worse. And COVID hit and I had nothing to do. And I thought, okay, just take this in hand and work on this one. And so I just signed up.
Were you like me? I was very surprised. And I'll tell anybody who listened, the degree to which the treatments truly are gentle and non-invasive. Did you find that surprising at all?
Yeah, it was kind of shocking because it felt like nothing happened, but I got up off the table and it was amazing. No tingling, no pain, no nothing.
Yeah, there's so many people, Kathy, who wait till the last minute to go to the Yardley Institute. And I wish they wouldn't do that. I wish they would rid themselves of the pain in their life. What did you find in terms of the benefits in what you're able to do in your life and your work? And how has the being free of that pain and that annoyance in your leg, how has that changed your life?
Well, it was getting so bad. I couldn't sit for more than 5 or 6 minutes at a time. I'd have to get up and walk, which can be a pain. But I wasn't sleeping. It was miserable. And I wasn't ill. I was not, like crippled or anything. I could still do things, but I was just not myself. So I had to do something.
Biggest surprise, I think, for me when I went through the treatments was very quickly, my sinuses cleared up. That happened. I began to sleep better. Were you surprised by any sort of ancillary benefits that came up, extra benefits in addition to the pain going away?
Yeah, that is funny because I didn't realize it until I was kind of questioned later. But yeah, I was sleeping about 2 hours a night and that was it. I would be awake reading whatever. And the first week I was sleeping 4 hours. I mean, it was like I was just kind of groggy when I got up. I slept so hard. It was really something. And I noticed as it went on, my sinus, I have my left side is always plugged and it just doesn't do that now.
It's remarkable. And Kathy, what would you tell people who hear us and they sit on the fence? Oh, this sounds really good, but, and they make excuses. What would you tell people who are just, they're sitting on the fence about seeing Dr. Yardley?
Well, I've talked to several people and until they have a reason to do it, they're not going to do it. And it is just such an amazing thing to feel good again. That's essentially what I tell them, to sleep and get up and want to do something. And things hit so gradually, you don't notice it. But that's what I tell people.
Yeah, I tell them the same thing and just don't wait. And Dr. Yardley is actually with us here. Dr. Yardley, I'm sure you remember Kathy's case. You're that way.
Oh, I do. I remember Kathy very well. I mean, because we still see each other. But Kathy's a bus driver. She drives a bus, a school bus. And so, that's a lot of sitting. And it's important to be comfortable if you're going to be able to, keep your passengers safe and to drive safely. And she was experiencing something that a lot of people get. And that is when they first wake up in the morning, they're stiff, they're sore, they feel like they're old. And then they get up and have a shower and move around and it loosens up again, And they think, just attribute that to age. But that is something that has improved, and it's improved for Kathy a lot. She was also dealing with allergies, which have improved, and her blood pressure's come down some as well. So we've got some good changes going on there.
Kathy, what do you say to Dr. Yardley about all these changes? I know you still see each other, but right now you can say something to him on the radio.
Okay, well, I went out of his office yesterday and I'm down to a month now in seeing him. And I just wanted to give him a big squeeze. It was just, he's so nonchalant about this whole thing. You just kind of take it with the way he does it. And I got out there thinking, oh my gosh, I should have been jumping up and down because he is absolutely amazing. And it feels like he does nothing to your body, but you go out of there with something done.
Wow. Dr. Arthur, I should give you a chance to respond to that. That's high praise.
It is. And, and all that I can say is that it's not me. The body heals itself. And that's really what we're about, is empowering the body to heal itself.
I've heard it many times, and I absolutely have lived it. Kathy, thank you for joining us today with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
I hear it all the time. I really do. From fellow patients of Dr. Lee Yardley, go in for a primary need. Neck is hurting, fibromyalgia, sciatica. In my case, it was really bad joint pain. And then they discover these ancillary benefits. The sleep is better. That happened with me. The sinus is clear up. That happened with me. There are things I didn't even know I had, like sciatica, that went away. That's about the brain-body connection. Dr. Yardley will teach you about that. Now, if you call right now during the show, call 866-704-1047. You can set up a time to meet with Dr. Yardley, get the gentle, non-invasive tests that he uses to see how he can help you. If you call during the show right now, it's only a $38 prepayment. That's an incredible offer because normally it costs you $148. Remember, if you call during the show, you will meet with Dr. Yardley. You'll find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. And on that first visit, they'll go through the gentle, non-invasive test to see where your body needs the most help. And Dr. Yardley will restore your body's ability to heal itself and work with you through the process. Call during the show. It's 866-704-1047. And right now, it's only a $38 prepayment with your credit card. And again, that's an amazing savings. It's normally $148. It's 866-704-1047.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? The doctors at the Yardley Institute are here to help you. Their non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
It's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and all the doctors at the Yardley Institute. You know, I met a gentleman there who he lived a rough life. Part of it because it was his choice. He was an MMA-style fighter. He was a big-time rugby player, and he worked in manufacturing on the floor. Tough work. His body took a beating. He was just about to get married when doctors told him he had to have his vertebra fused. He wouldn't be able to turn around and look at his wife. His mother-in-law begged him to go to the Yardley Institute. He did not need surgery. The gentle, non-invasive treatment of the doctors at the Yardley Institute and restoring the brain-body connection, that's what they do. If you're in pain, stop. Please go find out if you are a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Simply call them, 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Dr. Yardley, I was watching television the other night, and I saw an ad for a new drug that supposedly treats restless leg syndrome, which is that seems pretty new to me. That hasn't always been around, has it?
Actually, it has been around.
The malady has, but the drug has not.
The drug has not. No, when I entered practice a number of years ago, I was very familiar with restless leg syndrome within the framework of my own profession.
Uh-huh.
But while it was prevalent, the cause of it was not widely known. We knew what it was, but most others didn't. The average general practitioner just generally blew it off. What it is, for those that may not have experienced it, is what happens is when you first go to bed, you can't keep your legs still. You keep moving them, and you keep moving them. And you feel that need to keep fidgeting and moving the legs around.
What causes that?
It actually is caused by irritation of nerves in the low back area.
Okay.
So because you're not feeling low back pain, you probably wouldn't realize that that actually is a connection between those two.
So now we have a drug to treat it. So end of story. Why are we talking about it?
Because the drug itself is not correcting the cause.
Really?
It's just treating effects.
All right.
You see.
So how about you talk to us about treating the cause?
Okay. Well, low back conditions, irritations of nerves down there occur frequently because of mechanical displacements that occur down in that area.
Okay.
This can come about as a result of one leg being shorter than the other, one hip being higher than the other. And by shorter, I'm not talking anatomically shorter, but functionally shorter.
Okay.
And one of the things that we've found at the Institute is this connects directly with the brain-body connection being compromised. So we've found that once you correct that, a lot of this irritation of the nerves in the low back begins to disappear and the restless leg.
Hold it. Now, we've had this conversation before, but what you do is up around the neck.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about something down in the nether regions. How does upper above, working up there, work fix down there?
No one area impacts the body globally more than the upper neck area.
Why?
because you'll find that the control centers for virtually everything that goes on in the body are located in this area.
Okay.
So you'll find that if you've got an irritation in this area, it creates a tension throughout one side of the spine, and this creates distortion in the hips or the pelvis. And this is what starts creating a high hip, low hip, contracted leg, or a term we use for a functional short leg. Mm-hmm. And this results in displacements in the low back and problems developing in that area.
Mm-hmm. So have you had some success with the treatment of restless leg syndrome?
I haven't. In fact, I've actually experienced it myself.
Yeah.
Yes, I have experienced restless leg syndrome. But one particular case comes to mind, and this was a lady that came to see me. She was in her late 50s and early 60s, probably one of the worst restless leg syndrome cases that I've ever seen
in my
practice.
Why was it so bad?
Because of how extensively it was impacting her life. See, the more classic case is going to come in and they'll talk about going to bed at night and having difficulty in, you know,
settling
going
down,
to sleep.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, exactly. And I've heard people using drugs. I've heard people using music, actually, mm-hmm. to help control that. But in her particular case, it would start in the early evening, late afternoon. Mm-hmm. And so she was living with difficulty in being able to sit still and not get up and move around throughout the evening, on into going to bed. And this was really impacting her life tremendously.
She must not have been able to sleep much.
It did affect her sleep. Eventually, yeah. She was able to get to sleep, and she would be able to get a night's rest. In fact, this particular lady actually was registrar for the University of Washington for a number of years.
So she goes through your process,
mm-hmm.
and it's all about aligning the cranium with the spine.
Right.
And unleashing the body's ability to heal itself.
Yes.
What happened?
For her, she experienced dramatic improvement. And in fact, I had the opportunity of taking care of both her and her husband mm-hmm. for a number of years. And it reached a point where she was getting better and better. Although I must admit, it never completely went away.
Okay.
She still had some residuals of it, but it was running a good 70-80% better over what it had been. And we reached a point where we were only seeing the two of them a few times each year. And then ultimately what happened is the couple relocated down to – they were still in the state of Washington, but southeast, like right at the very corner of the state.
Yeah.
And it was very difficult for them to get up and continue with the care.
You have at least another case that you wanted to talk about too, didn't you?
Yes. We had another lady that came to see us, and she was younger. And one of the issues that she dealt with was restless leg syndrome that was affecting her on a nightly basis. Now, she was attempting to control this using nutritional approaches.
Mm-hmm.
So she was using calcium and magnesium. And these were helping her. These were giving her a degree of help with it. But clearly, she knew that if she stopped taking that, then the problem would be right back again.
Sure.
And I took care of her over a number of years until she relocated down to Arizona. And she reported improvement of 90% in terms of her restless legs.
Wow.
Yeah. And so she did really, really well with that. And to the best of my knowledge, is doing just fine with it now, too.
So let's be really clear. This isn't a cure. You don't cure anything, do you?
Right. It's tapping into the body's inherent ability to heal itself. And make that possible by correcting a very common cause to that not being able to occur.
If you have restless leg syndrome, if you have another malady, something that is causing you pain, why not pick up your phone and find out if you would be a good candidate for Dr. Yardley's procedure? For your own personal appointment, you get a series of painless, non-invasive tests that help them determine whether or not you should be a patient. It's easy. Just give them a call. 866-704-1047. Here's the good news. You can save some money if you call right now. Usually that's about $148. But you can save $110 if you call right now. They'll just charge you $38 for the appointment and the tests to determine whether or not you could be helped by the Yardley Institute. Again, the number is 866-704-1047. You have to call right now to get the deal. If you want to get more details, you can go see it at yardleyinstitute.org. That's Yardley Institute.org. But if you want to save the money, $38, have your credit card ready, and call right now for an appointment. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues that patients at the doctors at the Yardley Institute have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
I discovered how powerful the Yardley Institute's gentle, non-invasive treatment can be. Hi, it's Todd Herman. My joint pain is gone. My sciatica is gone. My headaches are gone. Stop living with the pain. Patients of the Yardley Institute have seen remarkable results from headaches, migraines, vertigo, neck and low back pain, sciatica, fibromyalgia, and neuropathy. Make an appointment with one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Go to yardleyinstitute.org. Restoring health, improving lives naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. We'll be right back after Cairo Radio News.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Hey, it's Todd Herman, a proud patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. at the Yardley Institute. And I'm joined today by a fellow patient. I've met hundreds of fellow patients. I've interviewed probably 50 or 55. But today I'm talking with Chris, who initially went to see Dr. Yardley because of neck pain, but found, like I do, like a lot of Dr. Yardley's patients do, a whole bunch of ancillary great benefits in addition. It's Todd Herman. I'm here with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, Chris. Chris, welcome to the radio show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. I want to talk about something in reverse. I know you went in to see the doctor for something very specific. And like me, it sounds like you had some extra benefits after you went through the gentle, non-invasive treatments of Dr. Yardley. So let's start with the surprise stuff, and then we'll talk about why you went in.
Okay, that sounds good. I started to lose weight. That was a surprise.
That's
always good.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, congratulations on that. What was the initial reason that you went in to see Dr. Yardley?
I was in a rollover accident about, many years ago and broke my neck, but didn't find out about it for 20 years until my next big accident. And I went into a chiropractor and he asked me, when did I break my neck? And I'm like, I didn't know I had. And that had been 20 years before the previous accident. So I've been living with neck issues for most of my life.
Goodness. And so you go see Dr. Yardley and you get the gentle non-invasive treatments. And I want to talk about the neck pain going away. And then did you get, for me, my sinuses got better. My sleep got better.
Yep, my sleep got better.
The same thing. So what else improved for you?
Well, my attention. I'm paying better attention to what I'm doing. I've noticed that that's increased quite a bit. I've also got more energy. I sleep well through the night, so I have more energy during the day. You know, I don't have heartburn like I used to have it. My breathing, I can breathe better. Like you said, your sinuses. My sinuses are cleared up. I sound totally better. I don't sound congested and all sickly. You know, it's amazing how much better I feel. I feel like 110% better than I did when I first walked in there.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I've learned so much from Dr. Yardley about the brain-body connection and the ability of the body to heal itself. It's extraordinary. What do you tell people? They'll hear us talking, Chris, and they'll lean on the fence. A lot of people wait to the last thing, like, oh, I'm facing surgery before they go see Dr. Yardley. What do you tell people who lean on the fence that way?
Well, I would tell them to don't lean on the fence. Just go do it because, you know, it's 100. I feel 110% better and so can they. I waited a long time before. I don't want to go through surgery. I don't want to do any of that. And I've been pushing it off for years and dealing with my stiff necks and my headaches and just being worn down, tired for years. And this last year that I've been going to see him, I have improved so much. I'm just amazed. I wished I'd have known about it before. In fact, I found out about it on your show.
Oh, thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. That's so cool to hear. Dr. Yardley, you're on the call. What do you remember about Chris's case when she came in to see you at the Yardley Institute?
Well, a couple of things. Chris, like a lot of our patients, doesn't live close to where we're at. She travels up from Tumwater for her care. The issues that she had would extend from her skull down to her mid-back area. And this is something we see a lot because the head is balanced on the neck, but there's this big, large muscle, the trapezius, that comes out across the shoulders. And so it can make shoulder discomfort. And so it didn't surprise me with Crystal that she could get relief by getting massage and taking hot showers. And she'd even use ice to get some degree of relief with it. But it... It really was a problem that her head wasn't straight on her neck. And that was no reflection on Crystal, because most of us, before we get things straightened out, that's our problem.
Yeah.
But she's a very well-balanced lady these days.
Yeah, she is. Chris, as we wrap up here, what do you think has been, I mean, you talked about being more alert and the sinuses clearing up. I've had the same thing happen with my gentle non-invasive care from Dr. Yardley, the sinuses and other things. But how's that affected your daily life? Are there things you do now that you weren't able to do?
I wasn't able to take walks any longer, any more than a block or two. Now I can go for a mile or better. You know, I have the stamina, I can't speak, stamina, and I have the energy to do it. I have the want to do it. Before, it was just, dread to walk very far or go do any sports or anything. And I'm playing with my grandkids today, where I wouldn't have been a year ago. You know, I'm getting down on the floor. I'm doing things with them. And they're young grandkids. They're not old, so they're little. But I'm getting to enjoy those things. And I didn't get to do it a year ago. A year ago, it was just too hard to make it through even just the day. I was depressed. I weighed more than I do now. I'm actually losing weight. That's one of the biggest ones, is losing weight. I feel better. I've got more energy. And I would recommend it to anybody. In fact, I do.
Good. Well, I do too. And I appreciate you learning about it on my radio show and being on Dr. Yardley's radio show with me. And go with God's good grace. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
You know, I hear it all the time. I really do. From fellow patients of Dr. Lee Yardley, go in for a primary need. Neck is hurting, fibromyalgia, sciatica. In my case, it was really bad joint pain. And then they discover these ancillary benefits. The sleep is better. That happened with me. The sinuses clear up. That happened with me. There are things I didn't even know I had, like sciatica, that went away. That's about the brain-body connection. Dr. Yardley will teach you about that. Now, if you call right now during the show, call 866-704-1047. You can set up a time to meet with Dr. Yardley, get the gentle, non-invasive tests that he uses to see how he can help you. If you call during the show right now, it's only a $38 prepayment. That's an incredible offer, because normally it costs you $148. Remember, if you call during the show, you will meet with Dr. Yardley. You'll find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. And on that first visit, they'll go through the gentle, non-invasive test to see where your body needs the most help. And Dr. Yardley will restore your body's ability to heal itself and work with you through the process. Call during the show. It's 866-704-1047. And right now, it's only a $38 prepayment with your credit card. And again, that's an amazing savings. It's normally $148. It's 866-704-1047.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. You know, I've been a patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. for 3 years. It's been so long. It's been part of the family. Huh? And when I first went in, a couple things stood out. This is a guy who only operates on what he can see. I love that, because if it's not measured, it can't be worked on. Well, it can be worked on, but it can't be improved. So I love that about him. He only operates on the data. The other thing that was shocking to me was how truly gentle and non-invasive the treatment is with Dr. Yardley. And I've shared this with him personally, that after the first treatment, I walked out saying, there's no way that did anything. But for me, 2 days later, my joint pain was gone. Then things I didn't even know I was suffering from was gone. Things like, I had terrible sciatica. That was gone. I had headaches and sinus infections. I have not suffered those again. So no matter what you're suffering, be it neuropathy, be it fibromyalgia, carpal tunnel, Dr. Yardley can help restore the brain-body connection, which in turn returns the body's ability to heal itself. So call now. Find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show when it's just a $38 credit card prepayment. That's a great deal, because normally it's $148. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with one of the doctors and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
And we're back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here. Now, Lee, we were talking between the segments about eczema, and I guess you had a visit about this. I can't imagine we're even talking about eczema. That's not something I would equate with what you do.
Many people feel that way. My wife came up to me and said that recently we had the mother of one of our practice members, and she came up and said, you need to do a radio program on eczema. Now, there's a reason that she said that.
Okay.
And the reason was, about 8 weeks before that, she'd brought her daughter in to be evaluated for a compromise in the brain-body connection.
Sure.
And in taking the history, one of the things that we found out was that her daughter suffered from eczema. Her daughter was 14 years of age. So they opted to begin care to get that brain-body connection connected. And one of the amazing things to them was within 6 weeks, the eczema was doing 80% better.
Now, wait, stop. That's a skin condition.
Yes.
And what you do is the brain and body connection. What you do is align the brain with the spine and allow the communication to be restored between the two.
Right.
Eczema is on the skin. Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
Well, the skin is the largest organ in the human body. Now, there are many other organs. There's the kidneys, there's the liver, there's the lungs. The function of the kidneys is to remove toxins in the body.
Correct.
However, if the kidneys are not working as well as they're supposed to, the backup system is the skin.
You mean if the kidney can't get rid of it, it'll come out the skin?
It'll come out of the skin, you see. And so the way the body works is it has a series of control systems that are linked with various systems like the cardiovascular system, the nervous system, the respiratory system. And they all have to interface.
Okay.
And what makes that happen is communication. And communication occurs primarily across the nervous system.
Right.
Secondarily, it occurs through the endocrine system. And these systems are unfortunately vulnerable to compromises. And the area that that's most likely to occur, that it can most easily occur, is in the brain-body connection at the very top of the neck. So when we correct that brain-body connection, it now allows these systems to begin to interface and function the way that they were designed to.
You're restoring the control system.
Exactly.
This is like Iron Man's suit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the movies, but Iron Man, in every Iron Man story, every movie, every comic book, the basic story is something happens to the suit, right? He catches a missile or whatever, but one of the control systems in the suit goes down.
Mm.
And in order for Iron Man to triumph, the suit has to be brought up to a certain level of functionality again for him to save the day.
How does that happen? How do they get it back up to its functionality?
Well, that's the Tony Stark part.
Oh, that's the whole story.
Yeah, he's the brilliant guy that built the suit. He always has to fix the suit in one way or another.
Well, I think that's a great analogy.
You're Tony Stark?
No, I don't think so. But anyway, it's a great analogy when you take a look at it because it is, you know, it's very much how the body works. And so when you start dealing with things like skin conditions and eczema and things like that, the amazing thing is they can respond so well.
How often has eczema responded to your treatments?
I see it year in and year out. It's perennial.
And
multiple cases, dozens of cases. There was a case that I saw many years ago in my early years of practice. A young girl was brought to me, and she was literally covered from head to foot with eczema.
Wow.
And she was 7 years old at the time, and she was a very difficult child to like. And the reason she was difficult to like is she was in pain all of the time.
Sure.
And she was just very difficult to handle.
Sure she was.
And so we started her under care, and within about 90 days, there was dramatic improvement in her skin. Within a year, it had cleared up completely.
Really?
And the change in this young girl that occurred during that period of time. And over the next 12, 13 years, I saw her on a maintenance basis coming in. And she'd come in as a teenager, and she'd say, Dr. Yardley, well, actually, she called me Yardley. She'd say, Yardley, I'm out of adjustment. So I'd check her, and sure enough, she'd be out of adjustment. You know how she knew?
How?
One of the ways that you know that you've got an attack of eczema coming on is your skin starts burning and getting itchy at night. And although she hadn't broken out, she could feel that beginning, and that was telling her that problems were beginning to start again. And she knew to get in and get checked. Now, we didn't have to see her all that much at that stage of the game, but I actually followed her through to her late teenage years, and she did remarkably well.
And this is something that is consistent through your practice for many, many years.
It is. Another case that came to see me, a young Samoan boy, about 7 years of age. And I saw him just about 3 or 4 years ago. Within 30 days, it's going to clear up. It was quite amazing.
Now, we have to be clear here, especially when we talk about something like eczema. Mm-hmm. You don't cure eczema. That's not what this show is about. That's not what the Yardley Institute is about.
That's exactly right. That's not what the Institute's about. We address only the ability of the body to heal itself and as it relates to a compromise in the brain-body connection.
So when you eliminate that compromise and mm-hmm. the brain and the body are communicating again, and that restores what, the control systems?
The control systems. They can now start interfacing and functioning at 100%.
And so that allows the body to heal itself?
Exactly.
I'm sorry, but you are Tony Stark.
Thank you. I'm sure that's a compliment, and one day I'll know who Tony Stark is.
Oh, Dr. Yardley.
I apologize.
No, that's all right. Now, rather than being silly, let me get serious with you for a second. If this makes sense to you, what you're hearing, maybe if it's just amazing, why not check it out? Perhaps you'd be a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And we'll make it worth your while. If you call right now, you'll receive a $148 value for just $38. Now, there's a reason for that. There's a series of tests you do, right, Lee?
A full battery, actually, of metrics.
And the purpose of that is to...
eliminate those patients we cannot help.
Okay. So, here's the number. 866-704-1047. Again, call now. You might be a great candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Call 866-704-1047. Usually $148 for that. It's $38 if you call right now, but you got to call during this show. Find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. at the Yardley Institute. One more time. That phone number is 866-704-1047. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? The doctors at the Yardley Institute are here to help you. Their non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
Rick's a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and he'd been dealing with leg and low back pain and sciatica for 10 years. So, Rick, what happened after you started care with Dr. Yardley?
After about 3 weeks, my pain started decreasing, and then probably at the end of 2 months, I'm doing fine. The whole nerve pain in my left leg's gone. The needle-like sensation that I had in my calf for 10 years is gone, and I'm back to working my regular job and business and then doing fun things, scuba diving and other things.
Nice. So you didn't have to cancel that vacation.
Yeah, the vacation was a scuba diving trip down in Santa Barbara, and all I was thinking about was I wasn't going to be able to do that because my back pain and the leg pain had gotten incrementally worse.
Okay, but you found Dr. Yardley. You're no longer in pain. So how was the vacation?
Well, it was fantastic. I got to dive some places. It's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Awesome. I take it you'd recommend Dr. Yardley.
Oh, absolutely. It totally fixed my life.
Find out if Dr. Yardley can fix your life.
Call now during the show, and it's just $38 credit card prepayment. This is a great deal because normally it's $148. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with one of the doctors and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Learn more. Book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
You know, Dr. Yardley, I've been a patient of yours now almost 3 years. I was at the gym the other morning, and I'm in the gym every morning. You know that I'm a gym rat. And I was jumping around on boxes, mm-hmm. and this guy came over and said, "Man, that must just kill your knees." I said, "Wow, just the opposite. You know, I'm thrilled to be able to do this." And Dr. Yardley, I mentioned, you know, the care I've gotten from you. And he said the funniest thing. He said, "Yeah, I could never do that. You know, I'm 50 years old, and I'm a golfer, and I've got a hip and a knee problem. That's just part of the game." And it kind of made me sad because it's not just part of the game. Secondly, he's kind of just, "Oh, I'm an older guy." But there's these stages of life people go through. He's sort of in this life of, you know, I'm semi-retired, etc. But you've seen people from the widest range of life, and so many of them come in and they've got these labels. "I have this," etc. And he probably has a label like that. But I wanted to chat with you about that today, that gentleman and other people you've seen at the Yardley Institute who kind of present in that way.
Yeah, well, first of all, age is a great excuse. I had a 32-year-old come in, and she was having this problem, and she says, "But it's just age."
And so I learned then, and my philosophy is, if you're 90 or plus, age is an excuse. But if you're anything less than that, that's all it is an excuse.
Yeah.
To not do what you need to do. So 50 is certainly, 50 is the new 70 anyways.
Yeah, or the new 30. 50 is the new 30.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And if your listeners could see in what great shape you're in, they would realize how hard you work to try and keep yourself fit.
Thank you.
See? So, it's true. We see people from all ranges of ages with all kinds of problems. And it's not because we're a cure-all. It's because we're a healthcare approach as opposed to a disease care approach.
Yeah, and I can hear people, in their mind saying, okay, yeah, well, age is something and the body changes as we age. But you've seen people as young as, 16, 17 years old?
Younger than that. We have them at 6 months.
Wow.
Yes, exactly. So, for instance, now I had a young man that was brought to me just a few months ago, and his problem was nosebleeds. And he came from a chiropractic family, so they sort of knew what we were doing.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is he was getting nosebleeds on a daily basis. Once we got him adjusted and kept him in adjustment, then it reduced significantly to maybe one a week, and it was getting less than that. We had another young man, 17-year-old, brought to us, a good-looking young man, and depression was his problem. Hmm. Depression, anxiety, panic attacks are things that we see a lot. And these things affect how it colors your view of life, you see. He responded wonderfully to the work that we do.
Why is it that so many in the medical profession want to put names on things? I mean, I understand you need to figure out what's wrong before it can address what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard you chat before on the radio show about people coming and saying, well, here's what I have, right?
That's right.
Can you fix this?
Yes.
But you take a different view of that. Why is that?
Well, it actually goes back to about, 300 years before the birth of Christ. Mm. Around 300, there was a guy that lived by the name of Hippocrates. And Hippocrates, if you take a look at his writings, was very much an advocate of being healthy, eating right, exercising right, even talked about adjusting your back and taking care of yourself. Now, at that same time in Greece, there was another group called the Sinyons. And the Sinyons had a totally different approach. Their approach was to catalog every possible condition or disease you could find to put a name on it and come with a solution to it. That is the allopathic disease care approach. And I shouldn't say allopathic. That was unfair because the disease care approach crosses all professions, naturopathy, homeopathy, osteopathy, chiropractic, as well as medicine, just as there are excellent practitioners in all of those fields that actually practice healthcare, not disease care. So the disease care, healthcare split was actually, it's been there for many centuries.
Yeah, and your approach to healthcare is to look at the person in whole, not the name, not the label that they bring into the condition.
Right.
And you've seen people that I sometimes talk to you about conditions like bloody noses, depression. That surprises me. But you also see people in, 40 years of age or in that period. And, they'll come in with this kind of head down and, oh, I've tried everything, etc. What do you see when you see someone in like that who's labeled themselves and they come into the Yardley Institute? Maybe you have some examples of people that age.
Yeah. Usually they haven't given up hope completely. Otherwise, they wouldn't be appearing in my office. And so they deserve all the credit for that. Mm-hmm. Usually they've knocked on many doors before they came here. I had a 42-year-old young lady that came in to see me back in April of this year. Rheumatoid arthritis. And, on crutches.
Yeah.
And boy, has this woman turned around. Her body's been healing. Her wrists, which were frozen, are starting to move.
Yeah.
She's able to start walking without the use of it. And if it hadn't been for her father, who was a flight marshal, I think, before he retired. He was the one that had heard you on the radio and had brought her in to see me. And in the time that I've been taking care of her, I mean, her response when we last did an evaluation, rheumatoid arthritis, 75% better.
It's incredible.
Left knee is acting up due to the weather, but doing exercises seem to help. And we've given her some stuff to do at home. Right shoulder and neck, 85% better. Weak bladder is doing better than it was before.
I think I've chatted with her, and that's an amazing story. There's, I see people, they want to tough things out, right? And they'll say things like, it's not really pain. My knees are just clicking.
Right.
Is there a time where it's too young? Like it's
no,
to,
because
to get in and talk?
No, because if there isn't a compromise in the brain-body connection, they don't need our care. And our testing will show that. We don't accept everyone for care.
Right.
But we do help the vast majority of those that come in for care.
Yeah, well, certainly, you know, I can tell you this, Dr. Arthur, I wouldn't be able to do what I do, and I love doing, and I love doing it 5 days a week, and now I'm doing it twice a day, which is...
Twice a day.
I got to work up into three times a day if I'm going to accomplish what I want to accomplish, and I couldn't do it without our partnership, so I'm really thrilled to be a patient of yours. Thank you.
Well, I'm proud to be part of it, too.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Look, it's not about your age, it's about the life you want to be living, so whether you're a young person, or you've got a young person in your life, or you're an older person, or you're like me, an older person who does young person things, it is time to take care of your body in the same way you take care of the other things that you value by focusing on the whole thing, just not the part that someone named for you. Find out if Dr. Yardley can help you like he's done thousands of KTH listeners right now during the show. It's just a $38 prepayment with a credit card, and that's an awesome value. Usually it's $148. Call now, and it's just $38. This includes all of the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with Dr. Yardley, which is a reward on its own, and you'll find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute, which would be a relief for anybody. Here's the phone number. Call 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. You can also learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. Make a decision to get into the healthcare world instead of disease care.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues that patients at the doctors at the Yardley Institute have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
When I first went to the Yardley Institute, I didn't know what to expect. But after some treatment from Dr. Yardley and all the doctors at the Yardley Institute, I found out. I went in for joint pain, particularly my ankles and knees and hips. And after some treatment, the gentle, non-invasive treatment for which the Yardley Institute is so well known, that all went away. But something else happened. I've been having weekend headaches for most of my adult life. After the gentle, non-invasive treatment I received at the Yardley Institute, they went away. Now, how could you explain that? Joint pain and headaches? Well, it's the brain-body connection. The Yardley Institute are experts at restoring the brain-body connection. And think about it. If the brain-body connection is severed, well, that's the worst. Well, if it's distorted, that's bad too. You do not need to be in pain. Call and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley and the doctors at the Yardley Institute. You know, I have met hundreds of patients of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, and I've interviewed dozens of them. And I want to tell you that there is a difference that we've all seen. It's truly remarkable. I've seen people come in for fibromyalgia and sciatica to find out also that their depression abated, lifted. I've seen people go in to have their necks worked on because they're being told you got to have surgery. And I found out that no, they didn't have to have surgery. It's all about the gentle, non-invasive care at the Yardley Institute. That's what the doctors practice, and working in the brain-body connection. If the brain-body connection is